What's up, y'all?
All right, so got me a little break. Just put my baby down for a nap so I can come on here and do one of, I guess, my intro to my introductions. So I am back, as you guys probably all know, and I just dropped a I would say release about 2 days ago, and I said I'd probably do one podcast a week just to get back in the swing of things. I got some really exciting news yesterday. I am officially an educator and excited to be preparing for the school year. But I just decided I'm just going to take a break. I think it is time for me to just relax, get rejuvenated, try to do my best to not continue to do schoolwork or anything school related. So I need some books to read or some self-care things to do. This is for me self-care because I just love to write things, produce things, and be a part of great things. Yesterday, I was sitting down with my scholar group, and even though I'm done with grad school for a while, I was like saying to myself, okay, now I can like take a mental break. Like, what goals do I have? I still have goals. Like, even though I'm not in school and doing things, like, I still have goals and things that I want to conquer and accomplish. And, you know, speaking of that, that's what this segment is about today. It's about setting goals and being intentional about achieving them. And, you know, sometimes you need that spark or you need that encouraging word from somebody or something inspiring happens in your life and you just decide, you wake up and you decide, this is what I want to do. I want to do this. This is going to help people. And that's kind of what I did. And I just wanted to just come on here and just talk a little bit about that because I have been for a long time thinking about doing a podcast and keeping the momentum and not like stopping, pausing and not going back to it. But it was really nice to meet with my scholar friends and just kind of have a thought process of, you know, yes, I'm still setting goals. It's okay to set goals. And even though it's not school related or anything related to anything else, you still have that that desire to do something very extreme or exciting. And I kept saying to myself, this is exciting. This is what I want to do. So with that in mind, one of my, I would say, goals or exciting things that I wanted to do is just set the tone for how I want to continue to encourage women to go into education or to go and do other things in their life. And it dawned on me yesterday when I was talking with my scholar friends that, you know, we sometimes have setbacks. And sometimes those setbacks make us feel stuck or they make us feel that we can't set goals or it's always something coming up or it's never a right time. And I'm just here to say that of the past year, you know, of all the things that has gone on, I still was able to get my goals completed because I was just intentional about saying, okay, I'm not gonna let anything stand in my way. COVID put a damper on a lot of people's lives, mentally, physically, emotionally, and, you know, a lot of people still now are afraid of the virus and probably don't feel like goals is the set thing. I think the goal for everybody is to stay healthy and alive, right? But I think fear kind of creeped in and everybody just kind of said, you know what, we don't need shutdowns, so I'm going to shut down too. Just because things happen in your life that are catastrophic or as trauma, it doesn't mean that you have to put a pause on your life. okay? It just means that you have to step back and reevaluate how you're going to move forward with the things that you're trying to do and the goals you're trying to achieve. I really am a stickler for, you know, people with their negative thoughts, and toxicity is just what it is, but you do not have to let those things bleed into your life because things are happening around you. Now, don't get me wrong. Yes, the pandemic has put a pause on people, and I would even say and admit that I could have been popping on my podcast during that time. As a matter of fact, I was, but just not in a way that was encouraging, because I was just at a different point in my life. And so I had to come back and get back to the reality of still being positive in an environment and in a space where there was just no way to be positive and no way to see the light, right? So I had to kind of take a step back from it and say, okay, that's not what I'm trying to do here. The real goal is to encourage people and to encourage women and say, we can do this, especially as a mom, as a wife, as, you know, many hats that I have worn, you know, and the things that I have to do. I had to stop and think about, well, my family is important. This is not something that's going to help me make money, right? I mean, I might blow up, who knows, but this is something that gives me a momentum to have a space where I can feel like I can be myself and nobody's going to tell me I can't do, I can't say. And, you know, speaking of all of that, this is exactly why I'm doing this. And I know there are going to be a lot of people listening, a lot of people coming in and tuning into me that probably have never tuned into me before. But, you know, this, I don't want this to be like, oh, you know, she's going to put something out and then like, I'm going to go and see if she's saying something negative about this person, that person, or she's going to be, you know, doing all this other stuff. And this is really not what that is. You're not going to get that from me. Now, a while back before the, you know, the pandemic hit and I found out I was pregnant, I was not at that momentum that I needed to be able to encourage others. But now moving forward, I would say post pandemic, I am there now. And I feel that I have a lot to share about how to overcome those obstacles, because sometimes things creep in. Sometimes you put your goals and your life on pause and you're confused about what direction to go. And, you know, I always have these epiphanies and like these little bright ideas that things pop off and people are saying, you should do it, you should do it. And I always have to pray about it, because I don't want to do things because people tell me to do it. I want to do things in my heart that makes me happy. And that's a different mindset and a different place that I'm in. And I know that I have lost sight of some things because of all the noise and the things happening around me. But I just think this is what I'm really meant to do. And I want to have a whole lot of fun with doing it and helping other people to do it as well. And really, who really, really inspired me, I would say, to just get back on the ball and start organizing my life is the people in my scholar circle. Shout out to Alante. Like, she is a part of the scholar circle, Black scholar circle that she created, and I really loved being a part of that because it just helped me to just be accepted in a space. And this is exactly what I'm trying to do with my podcast. And she has so many different deliveries on certain topics, and you know, we all get ideas from different things that we might come across, and I'm still gathering my outline of all the things I want to like talk about in different topics. But this one is about, this podcast I'm talking about right now, and it's just about goal setting and how to overcome obstacles. And the way you can, you know, do that and make sure you continue to do that is to just make sure you don't listen to things that aren't true, right? And I mean, I'm big on it. You know, Alante has encouraged me, and she has said, when you are setting goals or when you are doing things, again, shout out to her, she's an amazing person. You have to really be intentional. You have to be focused, and all of the things that you are doing has to be focused as well. And so the basic way to, or I could tell you to get over making sure when you set goals and try to achieve them, is to not let the noise part around it distract you for the purpose of why you're doing what you're doing, right? You got to focus on that. You got to know like what your reasoning is for doing whatever you're doing. And I think once people start to, and women especially, when we start to be empowered by that and encouraged by that, we start to ignore all the things around us. Now, granted, I have to take my own advice. And in this past, like I said, year from this pandemic, I have learned that these are some of the things I have to do in practice. It's hard. It's hard to, you know, have people tell you, well, you have to ignore this over here and do this, or you have to make sure you don't do this over here and do this. Like, that's, it's easy to tell people what to do, but it's hard to do it yourself sometimes, because it's it's easier to tell somebody something, but then not, and kind of forget you said that. Like, I've had a good friend, I'm not gonna mention her, but she probably knows, if she listening to my podcast, she probably knows it's her. But I had a good friend say, look, you said this, you posted this, you put this out here in the atmosphere, so you need to listen to it too. You know, it's like you can tell people things, but you also have to be actively doing it and listening to yourself as well. So I think that's the best advice I've ever gotten. And this is just from people who care about me and people who are very strong in my life. And I can't drop names because, you know, it's just, these are people who are part of me. And I don't think they you know, I think they definitely support me, but they don't want to be always called out all the time. Like, I have a good friend who never wants to be called out, but she does amazing things for women, and it's just admirable. And I have admired and respected this person in my life that helped me be a better woman than I am today. And I don't want to, you know, get on that, but I don't feel like I'm indebted or owe anybody anything, but I am appreciative of this person. And I'm not gonna say her name, but she knows who she is. If she listens to my podcast, she knows I'm talking about her. And I think everybody's gonna be like, well, who's she talking about, right? Like, who's she talking about? This person is an amazing person. And if I even tell you who she is to me, everybody's gonna be like, oh, I know who that is, right? But I have had some good people in my life. I have been blessed and fortunate to have some wonderful women in my life. And I think that is the power itself too. And we all have to have, you know, use that power to help other people. And that's why I'm doing this podcast. I believe that, you know, I believe in the power of women. I believe in the encouraging others, because when you uplift other people, no matter what space you're in, you could be going through the worst things, and I have been going through worse things in my life. I have had hardship, like, and that's just real, but you still never get away from giving a positive word or encouraging and uplifting others. You can be even a Miss Petty or a Petty Betty or like whatever those things are, or Negative Nilly, somebody had put that phrase out there, or whatever. But I mean, despite all of those people who are all of those things, there will always be light. And that is exactly why I am fighting to continue to be that. And we all have to do that sometimes. Sometimes you have to X out people who are negative and just can't, they just can never be happy, right? The things that you have in your life, you choose to have. You can't be upset with other people because you are at a place where you are. It's not other people's fault that you decide to have that type of attitude, because you can choose who you want to be, how you want to be, and how you want to, you know, pour out into others. So that is really important. That's why I wanted to come on and drop this real quick. So, you know, especially while my daughter is taking her lovely nap. She is the world to me. I love her. She has taught me how to also be resilient and to turn my so-so personality off when I want to be mean and when I want to do other things. That's just like, no, we're not going to do that, right? When you grow from things and grow from being a certain way and grow into a better person, you continue to be that better part of yourself, and you die to your flesh, meaning you don't give in to the negative things that, or the ugly things that you usually would. And my daughter, I feel, has taught me this. It's kind of crazy. She's 1.5 and she hasn't been on this earth a long time, but seems as though she can teach you that. You know, I'm just I'm amazed by how much she has grown and the milestones that she has successfully matched. And I don't think that I would ever, you know, give up, you know, anything in my life for her or to try to do it all over again. really, I think this is perfect for me. It's perfect. She's here and I'm appreciative. But I don't think I would ask for or could ask for a better version of what God has blessed me with. And I think that every mom has that, you know, they love their child's very close and near and dear to them. And, you know, I feel that with my daughter, because, you know, I can't be away from her. I think about her all the time and I love her dearly. And the things I'm learning about her is amazing. And we should focus on that, right? That's another goal that I've also set for myself, to focus on how to overcome these cycles in our family. We always want to, you know, try to raise our children the way our parents raised us. But sometimes, you know, things change because of how the environment is, how the world is. And, you know, we go about things a little bit differently. But the goal is not to do it perfectly. The goal is to understand how to overcome obstacles and go through a process and understand what the process is trying to teach us. And when we hit these, I guess, roadblocks, we are supposed to think about how we can overcome that. And the way you overcome it is just by looking not at the grim of it, but at what you've learned from it, like the outcome. It's not going to always be pretty, but you don't always have to think negatively about it. You can think positively about it, and that will help you move forward in life. I just really truly believe that, because I've lived that. You know, like, I'm not, like, some people might say, well, who is her to tell me I need to get over myself? Well, I've had to do that many times, because we, you know, we think that some of the things that we set are supposed to be in stone and it's supposed to be right, or we're right. And sometimes we're not. You know, I've learned, you know, sometimes we're not right. Sometimes it's not about being right. It's about understanding how it all fits together, right, in your life, and what the goal part is. And the goal part is just not just reaching it. Like yesterday, I have never felt so accomplished in my life. You know, just getting an email saying, you know, you're a certified teacher. Like, I've never felt so accomplished. But I had to stop to think that I wouldn't have been able to do that without wonderful people in my life. So you don't want to forget those things. Those things help you, again, to look forward to the beautiful part, but to also look at, you know, like, yeah, you had some hardship. I've had to do some hard things. I've had to try to overcome some hard situations. But when you have looked past that and you get that, you can't forget who helped you get there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't forget how you got there, because there are going to be many times you set goals and you may not accomplish them right away. You know, you might not get that car or that house or whatever your aspirations are, desires are at first. But when you do, you need to understand that that moment, and in that moment that you feel that victory or that accomplishment, it is because you waited and you were patient and you understand the process. And it's not, you know, I just want to get this goal done. You know, I want to lose 40 pounds. You know, like, it's not, you know, like, it's not vicious. It's not like right now gratification. It is over time. You know, it's like a tree with branches that bear fruit. It doesn't just do that because it has the opportunity to be by bodies of water. So it can just steady pour in that water, steady pours into to that plant, and that plant grows and gets the nourishment, right? Like, the just to have that opportunity. Sometimes plants don't get that, right? It's the roots that is sitting there that is allowing for nourishment to come into the tree, for the tree to grow and for those branches to continue to bear fruit. So you have to think about what that process means and how important that is. Then the, you know, you want your shade when you want it. You know, like, you want to be all of that in a bag of chips when you want, like my dad would say, right? Like, you want those things to come, but you have to understand that the process is what helps it to remain. And there are the particular thing about growth is you don't just do it overnight. That is like it takes time. And, you know, I used to think that I was like, oh, I'm growing. I'd just be happy to be growing. But you should be happy that you can sustain without just, you know, being a person that just wants to just, you know, be beautiful all the time and, you know, have all these things, these glamorous things, and, you know, want to elevate and forget, you know, that these things take time. I never in my life have gone through a process like this where the transformation is real for me and it's real for everything that I'm doing. And at the end, I get this wonderful thing, but I look back over my life and where I came from and how hard certain things were. But in the midst of that, I got to the end. It is so nice and so beautiful to get to the end and say, my God, I made it. That's amazing. And the goal really wasn't just to finish and just to get it. The goal was to understand how to endure it. All of the pain, suffering, all of the doubts, all of the fear, you know, all of those things that were bad, that really didn't matter. What mattered was not just getting the thing and being happy about it, but getting it and knowing that if it had not been for who I serve in my life, and if you're not a Christian, that's cool. I still love you if you're listening to my podcast, but no, I don't think anybody would ever understand. If it had not been for the God I serve, I would not be here, period. And that in itself is real. There's no goal set trend on that, because sometimes you can have a plan and then God come and say, you know what, I chose and called you to do this over here, and then that is what you have to do. And then you're looking at him like, I ain't ready for this. Like, and it's a true story and true fact. I thought that I was ready to do what I was ready to do without going through the process. And God said, no, you got to go through this process first, because I'm going to teach you something. And when you learn that, the goal is to use that to keep moving forward and go in the place I called you to go. And that is a different form of thinking and a different way of being. And I didn't know until, you know, I thought about my father today, actually, in him saying, you can't go back to what you used to be and what you used to do. Once you're delivered and once you move forward, the goal, pay attention to this, the goal is to keep moving forward on the right things to get to the right place in your life. It's not to remain the same, to think that you're going to get better results. You know, like, people think they can continue to be the same way and get that good thing at the end, but that's a failure of knowledge and understanding. You have to change, right, as and shift as you're moving forward to get to that thing. You can't get that glorious, wonderful thing by shutting off the piece where you should be able to listen and understand where you're trying to go. And that's just real. You know, I never thought in a million years I would feel so accomplished, but I'm not done yet. This is just the beginning. And then, you know, don't you hate that? It's like, all right, you got this thing now. Now you got to really go hard. And it's like, well, dang, can I take a break? Like, I really feel that. It's like my body and mind is still going. And I'm trying to, you know, relax, but really, you know, I can still relax and rejuvenate and reset, but I am so eager to just get in and just set everything a trailblaze. But I gotta remember that in due time, all those things will come. So I'm glad to just have shared this with you all. I hope that this is the longest I feel like I've gone. I like to just do 15 minutes, but sorry. Like, newsflash, this is not your average, like, podcast. Some people go 43 minutes, but you know, I just had to come in and just kind of say that and tell you guys that I'm back, like I never left. Some extreme and great things has happened in my life, and I just want to share it and help other women to kind of see it, and even men too. Like, we can't forget about the men. Men are important too, you know. So even though sometimes they don't listen, but you know, we gonna work on that. We gonna all work on that together. So I hope you guys continue to keep listening to my podcast. I am elated to be here, to be doing what I'm doing, and I hope you guys have a wonderful summer. I will be dropping a podcast every week. That is my goal, and who knows what something might spark me, and I might just do one. You know, that's just how it goes. But I hope you guys enjoy it. Please make sure you like, you share, you tell your friends, and also drop down descriptions or in the comment when I post this, something that you want me to talk about, or you know, draw light to. But we ain't gonna be doing no drama. We ain't gonna be being mean to people. We just gonna do everything in kindness and love. All right, peace out, y'all.